I would tell you not to struggle, but I know you will. Of course you will, because you're difficult. You are hard work. Why do I love you so much? Do I hate myself? Sometimes I do have to ask myself that question. Because, oh darling, you have made this far more complicated than it needed to be. This could have been so simple, but it wasn't. And yet I'm still in love with you. You're like crack. You're addictive. You're just all-consuming. Look at me. Look at what I've done. Look at what you've done. And yet here we are. And I'm still stupid in love with you. Still doing whatever I can to be with you. It was simple. It was going to be storybook, movie perfect. That makes falling in love. But oh, you were just so awkward. Do you know how much it took to get you evicted? I had to blackmail people. I had to get dirt. I had to do despicable things just to get you evicted. And then what do? You move in with your girlfriend. Ooh. Even after I had gone to such great lengths to make sure that that would never, ever happen. Your girlfriend's roommate would never be okay with you moving in. But then her stupid mother had to die and she moved back home. Bitch! And then there you were, living with your girlfriend instead of living with me. All that planning, all that effort, just up in smoke. Oh. If you had been anyone else, if you had been any of the others, I would have given up. I would have, because I put a lot into our relationship. I've invested time, effort, money, blood, sweat, tears. All of that. With anyone else, I would have seen it as a sign that the universe did not want us to be. But with you, oh, with you, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. You're under my skin. You're in my head. I wasn't going to stop. So I had to figure something out. And I had to do it on the fly because everything else had taken months of planning, months of watching you, of monitoring you, of twisting your reality to make you move in with me. Now, when you plan stuff out, it's cruel, deceitful, cold, evil, but it's not violent. It's not messy. But I had to get messy. First thing, make your girlfriend feel unsafe in her apartment. Crime really does drag down the neighborhood. Have to admit, kind of worked off some of my frustration. Unfortunately, also brought the attention of the cops on me. Messy and violent. but oh, it worked. You started looking for a flat in a much better neighborhood, somewhere much safer. Oh, look, I just happened to have one. It's just slight changing plans. Rather than just you, it was you and your girlfriend. You and your girlfriend, you and your girlfriend, you and your girlfriend. Do you have any idea what it was like having that rammed down my throat all the damn time? It was only the fact that I was close to you, that I was breathing in your air, that made it bearable. In a way, it made it easier. I became her friend, and you became my friend. And because you had a girlfriend, your guard was down. I was your girlfriend's friend. I was your flatmate. There were moments where I could just pretend that it was just as I had planned. And then she would walk in and she would touch you or kiss you or talk to you or just simply breathe and it would all be ruined. You will never know what it took to not kill her. I wanted to kill her. I didn't. I wanted to. I thought of it. I dreamed of it. I fantasized about it. But I didn't kill her. No, 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 no. Because I've done that before and it never goes how you think it will. Just because you remove the girlfriend doesn't remove the problem, because the love remains and it's... No. Couldn't kill her. But I did have to kill your love for her. So I framed her. Cheating. See, I hate that. I hate people who cheat. See, if you were ever to cheat on me, ooh, I would not be happy, especially after everything I've done for you, for us. No, 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 no. Don't cheat on me ever. Ever. Having full access to her. Full access to you. Being your friend. Made it easy. So easy. It was a game, planting little seeds of discontent. Little lies that weren't actually lies, more like oversights, but so many little lies and so many little things that just bothered you. Tiny little things. Little seeds burrowing in. Blossoms of doubt and suspicion. And then you began to argue. Little arguments. Bickering, really. When I would hear you two talk with sharp voices, I would smile inside. And then I ramped it up and oh. I'm sorry I had to be so mean. I'm sorry I had to break your heart. It had to be done. I had to kill the love and not kill the girl. Because if you kill the girl, the love remains, and that love is hard to root out. And even if you get a drill and just drill in that head, the love is still there. It never goes. But you were convinced that she was cheating, and you dumped her. And you were going to leave the apartment because you're a good person. You are a really good person, and that's why I love you so much. And have I told you that I love you? Because I really love you. I love you so much. I would do anything for you. I would do horrible things for you. And I have. I have done. Thanks. Things that we don't need to talk about. Things that we shouldn't talk about, because talking about them makes me feel happy. But not as happy as you make me. So it doesn't matter. You were going to move out, but then I was a good friend. She's the one who cheated. She's the one who should go. You've done nothing wrong. And that's true, you did nothing wrong. Apart from not move in with me at the start. So, if anything, your broken heart was your own fault. Harsh, but true. And then it was just us. Just us. It should have been easy, it should have been straightforward, but it wasn't, because you wouldn't fall in love with me. You wouldn't fall in love with me. And I don't know why. I was perfect for you. I made myself perfect. I liked everything that you liked. I was your perfect woman, and yet. And then I realized. Distractions. So many distractions and so many factors that I couldn't control. Like your girlfriend's roommate's mother dying. Like you not falling in love with me. I can't control everything, and that is a difficult thing to accept. So I had to get you somewhere that I could control. How to do it. How to do it. It wasn't in the tea. It wasn't in the food. It was in the candles. The scented candles. Oh. Of course. I am immune. A little bit at a time. Help me build up a tolerance, but you. The longer you sat there breathing it in, the woozier you became. So woozy that you started to lean against me. I didn't mind. Until you were gone completely. And I watched you for a while, just watched you sleep. That was nice. That was really nice. And then I brought you here. This is somewhere where I control everything. Everything. There are no distractions. There are no unknown factors. No, this is the perfect place for you to fall in love with me. Oh. See, you say that. But that's just because you're difficult. You're difficult. You're under my skin, you're in my head, and I love you, I love you, I love you until I don't. You don't want me not to love you. I love you. And now you're going to fall in love with me. Because I control this place. I control everything. It's just the two of us now. No more surprises. No more distractions. No more unknown quantities. Just control. Control. And all you have to do is love me. But I can't control when that happens. So until it does, I'll just control everything else. Control. Control. Just control.